The so far sluggish campaign enters a potentially pivotal stage tonight as Ed Markey, the veteran Democratic congressman, and Gabriel Gomez, the newcomer Republican, will meet face-to-face for the first of three scheduled debates. Each candidate has a very specific set of tasks to accomplish in the final 20 days of the campaign, according to Tim Versalotti, political science professor at Western New England University. Gomez, the former Navy SEAL and successful businessman, needs to make a solid case for why he would be a good U.S. senator.
It would be to his benefit to articulate ideas when it comes to creating jobs, setting tax policy, clearing up where he stands on social issues.
Markey needs to show that he has vision and vitality after 36 years serving in the U.S. House and that he is not a rigid partisan.
And so Markey's got to speak to those points to avoid getting into the trap of being characterized as the same old, someone who's part of the problem, the gridlock, the stalemate in Washington.
Markey's campaign has been highlighted by a light schedule of public appearances and behind-the-scenes courting of traditional Democratic constituencies.
He's operating a front-runner's campaign. He has had a lead in every poll that's come out. He's trying to run a campaign where he maintains that lead and he doesn't squander it.
Markey is also banking on a Democratic get-out-the-vote effort that impressively flexed its muscles in the last two general elections in Massachusetts. Party officials vow not to repeat the mistakes that they believe led to Republican Scott Brown's upset victory in the last special Senate election to replace Edward Kennedy. Gomez has tried to emulate Brown's bipartisan appeal to independent voters in Massachusetts, but national fundraising appeals have portrayed a Gomez victory as vital to a Republican takeover of the U.S. Senate.
He's trying to thread the needle, as any statewide Republican candidate needs to do in Massachusetts.
Tonight's debate, sponsored by WBZ-TV and the Boston Globe, one next week here in Springfield, and the final debate in Boston one week before the election, could still shake up the race, according to Versalotti.
It's not so much how many people watch tonight or watch the upcoming two in the next 2 weeks. It's the buzz that follows afterward. And so what we know from political science research is that it's the conversations that occur the next day, the media coverage, the chatter online that can affect citizens' perceptions of the candidates.
The campaign ad wars likely will intensify in the closing days of the campaign.
On guns.
I don't believe that we need to do an assault weapon ban.
So when you hear,
I'm a new kind of Republican,
you know it's not true.
37 years in Congress, Dirty Ed Markey.
Let's try something new. Gabriel Gomez.
Interest in the Senate race could pick up in the final 20 days, but today is the deadline to register to vote in the June 25th special election. Gladys Oyola, election commissioner for the city of Springfield, said the Senate campaign has not produced a surge in new voters.
Now a little bit more media back and forth with those two candidates, but nothing that I've seen on the voter level, people coming into the office and actually talking about it or engaging in one versus the other, any conversations.
Oyola said there appears to be more voter interest in the July 16th casino referendum in Springfield than in this month's special Senate election. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.